Hey everybody, Sharon McLaughlin here. I'm the founder of MindLow and the Female Physician Entrepreneurs Facebook group. Each week, I'll be bringing you tips to help build your business. One of the problems that we have as business owners is that we don't know where to focus, and this is where my journals come in. Could you do me a favor? If you like what you're hearing, could you leave a good review and also share it with a friend? Let's talk about creativity or the lack of creativity. Many times I hear people say, I feel stuck. I just don't know what to do. I was working and then I got stuck. I think some of this has to do with not planning out ahead of time to really know exactly what you're going to be doing, when you're going to be doing it, and not have these periods of, I don't know what I'm going to do. I've lost my creativity. So number one, make sure that you're planning out ahead of time. Doing self-development is extremely important. One of the things that I like to do is I have an audiobook. I pick it out ahead of time and then I spend the morning walking. I do this for a good hour. I'm able to be outside. Nature helps a lot, I believe, with creativity, and that has been shown. So make sure that you're spending time outside. Make sure that you're working on self-development. You can do an audiobook. You can do a podcast. So many things right now, different ways to digest material and learn from. So take the time. It's easy enough to do. You can have, it doesn't have to cost a lot. You can have a subscription with your local library. There's apps like Libby where the books are free. Just spend some time working on you. Another thing that I like to do is journal. It's extremely important to journal because it helps get my ideas down on paper. So that's another thing that's been shown in science to help with creativity. Spend some time journaling and working through, you know, this is important to me, this isn't important to me, and really get your thoughts down on paper. You could just journal by yourself, just write things out, your thoughts on paper, or you could use something like a journal prompt. In the journal that I sell from MindLow, I ask different journal prompts that are pertinent to an entrepreneur or small business owner. But there's tons of different journals out there, journal prompts. So decide what area that you're working on and then journal every day. That will help. I like the morning because I feel like it's quiet. I hear the birds chirping. I'm just in the mood to journal, sip my coffee, and also just write a little. And I feel like I'm also more creative in the morning. That's something too. Work with your times that you are more creative. Some people are night owls. I'm not. Ask questions. No matter what you're working on, you can shoot ideas, brainstorm with other people. Sometimes they'll see things that you didn't see before. So then ask questions. Again, brainstorm with other people. That's going to help as far as creativity. Search on the computer. There's a couple of places that I like to search. Quora is good as far as questions, and Ask the Public. So say you're working on something and you just feel very lost. Go to Ask the Public, put in that word that you're working on, and see what comes up. Some questions may come up that you can say, yeah, I'll dive a little bit deeper into that. That should help. So just again, asking questions, brainstorming, using Google if you need to. And then sometimes you truly just need to step away. Leave it for that day. Go work out, go hang out with a friend, call somebody, just step away. You may find that having hobbies are helpful as well. And that can include art, such as painting. If you're not a painter, paint by numbers. You can do some molding of clay, some pottery, something to get your senses going. So using that brain that you're not always used to using, playing a musical instrument, all of these things can help. And hobbies, sports, you know, whether it's playing basketball or whether it's playing a round of golf, something again to just take your mind off of what you were working on, but also allows you to create. The other thing I will tell you and that I really push for in my company, MindLow, is take a break. Just sit there. You could sit, you can do meditation or not. Just sit there, look outside, look at the birds, the trees if you have that. Just doing nothing, laying down on the bed or the couch for a few minutes, just totally clearing your mind. If you're not into meditation, that's fine. We know that the studies will show that meditation helps, but just really quieting that mind rather than having all the racing thoughts or that frustration that, oh, I can't do this. Really have grace with yourself. So take those periods where you're not doing anything, there's nothing scheduled. And I actually like to incorporate those throughout my week. That actually goes into my schedule because I feel like those times, and that's what my company is all about, MindLow, those times of quiet periods can really make us more creative. Another thing that helps, TED Talks are wonderful. People spend their hours and hours preparing these talks. They are worth listening to. So go through the TED Talks, see if there's anything that interests you. It's a great way to get motivated and you'll find that you're filling your life with some inspiration. Mentor or coach can help as well. Personally, I think everyone should have a mentor or coach, especially if you have a small business and you're trying to grow that business. Get someone that's 6 months ahead of you, a year ahead of you. It doesn't have to be one of the big wigs, not at all. Just someone that's ahead of you, it's going to save you time. You're going to be able to brainstorm a bit. I find that vision boards can be very helpful as well. You can put a screenshot on your phone, something that's a reminder of why you're doing what you're doing and where you're trying to head. It's like a vision statement, right, for a company. This is where I'm heading. So write it down, make those vision statements, do that journey. My tips for creativity involve self-development, taking time so that you can learn from others, having the quiet time, have those lulls in your life so that you can actually think about creating rather than being go, go, go all the time. Try to journal. I do mine first thing in the morning. When you journal, you get your thoughts out on paper and it really increases the creativity. Use art and music to help with creativity. You can do some drawing, you can do some painting. Physical activity can also help. Go for a long run. What about if you don't want to run, how about a power walk? Spending time outside, it's important. Spend time on yourself because if you can pour from an empty cup. It's when we don't take care of ourselves that we lose that creativity. And lastly, sleep. You need to get a fair amount of sleep. I shoot for at least 7 hours a night, and I feel like those days that I'm not sleeping as well, I'm not as creative. All right, guys, find out more at mindlull.com, and I will see you on another episode. Thank you for joining us on another episode of Female Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you like us, please give us a nice review and tell your family and friends about us. We'll see you on another episode.